prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 29th day of April, 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. This 29th. I'm right. My goodness, this month is all but over. I'm glad you're with us tonight, wherever you are in the country or in the world. I am so glad and so honored that you'll take time to listen to this broadcast. And some of y'all know, listen on a repeat broadcast, but thank you for your time doing this. It's humbling to know you're out there and know that you actually care. And I thank you for your prayers. I mean that. We need your prayers, folks. We truly need your prayers for direction on what to do with the ministry, how to reach as many people as you possibly can. We need your prayers. Now, tomorrow is Thursday, of course. Lord willing, be in office all day tomorrow. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from new listeners. If you listen for a while or just one night, but never call and talk to us in the office, call us tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. You can call us. Now, if you don't have long distance, you can call 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, it'll help us save some money if you'll call us on our toll number at 304. That's 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from all of you, but especially new listeners. We'd love to hear from you. Just say hi or listen out here and wherever you are and how you listen. We'd love to know. We truly would. We have to make decisions. Tonight will be our last broadcast on several stations because we just ran out of funds. That's all I can say. We need to know which ones we can need to stay with and ones we can't. So if you listen on any AM/FM station around the country, let us know that, please, so I know what to do. If you listen on shortwave, of course, on 6115 right now, if you call Melody Seastrom, a Discount Gold and Silver is helping us pay for that. And we repeat this broadcast at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215 shortwave. So you get a chance to listen to it. If you miss the first hour, you listen to it, the live hour, you listen to it a repeat at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And we are going to have Bible study this weekend. And I hope you'll join us. You can watch us live starting at 11:30 a.m. Eastern by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Find live stream and click on there, and there we will be. You can also listen on the phone, and several people do that. There are two numbers you can listen on. You don't need a code. Thanks to Truth Be Told Radio Network, these numbers come from them, and they let us use them on our teachings on a Sabbath service. You can call 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489. 0489, or you can call 719-718-1679. 719-718-1679. You can listen to us. If you're watching us live on live stream, you'll see a number on the screen. We can call and talk to us and say hi to us. I think everything's working now. We can take phone calls again. For the last couple of times, our producer's internet has been down, but it should be back up. So you can call us and talk to us on the number of shows on the screen. And I'll be giving it out sometime during teaching, too, if I don't forget. So you can call us if you just want to hang up on the phone, call and talk to us. Hope you do that. Now, on the 16th of next month, 16th of May, we're going to have our church family dinner. We want to invite anybody that wants to come down and join us, or come up and join us, whatever you want to do. If you're anywhere within driving distance of where we live here in West Virginia, if you call the office, we'll tell you how to find us. We'd love if you come and join us. We'll give you a piece of steak and ask you, I don't know, it's country fried steak, they make the call in, and maybe something else go with it. Love to have you join us on the 16th of next month. We start Bible study at 11:30, and at 2 o'clock, we're through Bible study and teachings. We're going to have a dinner, a church dinner. Now, y'all welcome. If you want to be there, call us, let us know at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'd love to have you, and I do mean that. In the meantime, don't forget the video that our producer, Phil Hudock, put together about this hyped-up coronavirus fraud. Yeah, it's a real virus. It's a real virus, but it's hyped up beyond belief and destroyed the nation's economy and the world economy with it. And the nations have been duped. This video absolutely proves that, folks. 10:50 delivered to your door. The video, it's about an hour long. You've got to have it if you want to see the proof and share with your friends and family. Now, if you're like my family and friends, a lot of them won't watch it anyway. Even though they won't watch it because they don't want to have the world shaken. They believe what they want to believe. They don't want to see the truth. Just forget about those people. Move on to somebody else. But the video is available. And, of course, we're still offering Backyard Medicine, a book that I think you really need in your library to help you understand what you can eat, make medicine out of off your own backyard or down the street where you live, right in the woods, wherever you are. That book is only $18.95 delivered. And if you want to see some truth behind this country and some of the ones that help form it for their own selfish desires, The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel, $12.95 delivered, folks. This is a fantastic book. If you want to see the truth, now if you don't want to see the truth, for goodness sake, turn the radio off and listen to somebody else. I'm not going to play story or games with you. I'm going to tell you the truth. If it shakes you up to see the truth and how a nation was brought up with a lot of fraud involved from day one, then please don't get this book. But if you want to see the truth, it's there. That's all I can say. And we still offer REM sleep, of course. And we're going to have Matthew Fifield on soon to talk about a new product they come out with called Tranquil. Tranquil. The REM sleep's available, folks. $26.95 delivered to your door. And I think you'll find that to be the best price you can find anywhere else. $26.95 delivered to your door. And, of course, we have the Strauss products, Strauss Heart Drops, kidney cleanse, all those are available here. They're all here if you call and ask us about it at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Our guest tonight, Stan Deo, we go back a few years now. Stan Deo is, from what I can understand about him and see about him, is the authority when it comes to, we'll say, earth changes, earthquakes, volcanoes, all manner of natural or man-made disasters that he's been tracking for years, and he sees what's going on, and he likes to share with people. And I want to bring up Stan tonight. Stan, are you there?
I am, over here in happy Colorado. Very sunny at the moment.
Well, it's good to have you tonight, sir. It truly is. We had a sunny day here today, too. Actually, when I saw, I got some things done and got a little bit of a sun on me today, and it felt pretty good. We've had a rather cold, damp spring this year, but apple trees are in full bloom now, and everything looking pretty good. So we're going to hope it turns out to be a decent summer. But anyway, before we get started in the program, I know we have a lot of new listeners. People listen all the world and email me, and I do appreciate that. But tell them a little bit about Stan Deo, who you are, what you do, and why you do it.
That's a pretty leading question. I guess, you know, I'm an author and I'm a partner in our family book business, and we sell our books online. I was part of a secret project back in, about 1971 to 1974 in Australia under Dr. Edward Teller, where we were working on advanced propulsion, electrogravitics or anti-gravity, and that led me into a lot of data that the ordinary person doesn't see. And I started sharing that by going on television in Perth in 1977, I think it was, in September. I was invited to participate in a UFO disclosure type program that was being filmed there. And as a result, the next year I was asked to publish a book about it, which I did write, which was painful for me because I hate writing. But anyway, that's what I did. And now then I witness to people and tell them about the current events and how they relate to the Bible, the prophetic events as we head toward the tribulation period that's spoken of. And so basically Holly and I do that, and we develop our gardens and the orchard here, and share what we learn from that with our listeners. And I have a Patreon channel, which I go to, probably two or three times a month, and I hold conferences with my people there and share videos with them about stuff I've collected over the years that are important to them and in light of, like, prophecy and things like that. So I guess that's what you meant, Butch. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yes, yes, yes. I just wanted people to know who you are and let you, just share what you've done and what your goals are. And, Stan, you and I have been, we've known each other now for several years, haven't we?
Oh, a few.
Yep.
Yeah, a few. We've grown old together, I'm afraid.
Unfortunately, but I know you like I am. I'm getting prettier though. It's just like you see. So I think my eyesight's getting worse too. But anyway,
well, my eyesight and my memory both. I'll tell you what. As long as I don't forget Holly's name during the day, I'm okay. But anything over that, I'm not remembering everything that I used to as a young fella.
Well, that is life, and I thank God, though, that at my age I feel as good as I do, and I'm able to do what I can do. I'm not as fast as I used to be, but I still get out and get the work done. But I know that you keep your eyes on what's going on. I know you keep your pulse on the feeling of what's happening in the world and in this country you live in. And the coronavirus hype has been talked to death, so we're going to move beyond that. And by the way, just a point on that, though, the Washington Post put out an article that this has been hyped up beyond belief. The Washington Post put that out. So that does tell something. But back to what we're talking about that we're not hearing about now, because this virus fiasco is taking over about all the news. I do keep up with some things like you do, and I do see a lot of things happening that we never saw before. I mean, like so many earthquakes in the Midwest and from in Oklahoma and even up through the Northeast, there are earthquakes and things happening. What is going on with this, Dan? I mean, they've increased mightily. Tell people about how much they've increased over the last few months even.
Well, I've noticed in my daily reports from the USGS that the number of smaller quakes, say Richter 4, Richter 3, that range there, in fact, a few Richter 5s, has increased. I would say it's probably 60% more than I would normally see come into my inbox. And to me, this tells me that these quakes are primarily in the United States, and that includes Alaska and Hawaii, because the USGS reports all of that as U.S. And these tell me that there are pressures starting to be released. It's like, you can get plexiglass, a thin sheet of plexiglass, maybe an eighth of an inch thick, and you can kind of bend it in the middle with your hands, try to pop it. And as it's in the sunlight, if you look at it closely, when you start to squeeze the ends of that plexiglass plate together, you see little tiny fractures appearing in the plastic along there. Just very, very small cracks, just right across it like that, until the moment when you've pushed it past its use-by point, and it breaks, and then there's this huge snap, and the plexiglass breaks. Well, that's how I view earthquakes here. When we see these little bitty tiny earthquakes starting to appear, it's stress starting to relieve in a lot of places, like that plexiglass thing. The pressure is building up, but it's building up to a point where it's going to snap. And I think we're approaching that now. there are areas in California, and let me just see what the next state over is on that. Just south, well, kind of outside the San Joaquin Valley. I'm looking at it here at the moment. And the quakes we've seen there number in the thousands. They're small quakes, but they're quakes over a big magma field that stretches, you know, gosh, that'd be maybe 50, 60 miles long. I'm just going to pull up the map here and see what. It's on the edge of the Mojave Desert near Ridgecrest. I'm sure you've heard of the Ridgecrest earthquake.
Oh, yes. You
know, activity. Okay. Well, right now, even, we have, let me just pull up and see how many we've got there. Well, we've got probably 200 or 300 significant earthquakes. When I say significant, they're like Richter 1, you know, up to about Richter, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4, like that. We've got these small earthquakes occurring all along Ridgecrest, but north of there, up near Rose Valley, we're seeing that as well, which is between Owen Valley.
Is this unusual, or is this normal for that area?
No, this is unusual. I think what is happening, if you look at a cross-sectional map of California going from east to west, you'll see that there are a couple of, like two, fault lines that are significant. There are a bunch of parallel smaller ones, but the big one is the San Andreas fault line, which is, you know, leading up into Cascadia, up into Oregon and Washington State and goes through California. And to the right of that is one that's now forming under Ridgecrest. And the both of those, when you see the magma forming and a lot of little earthquakes over in the Ridgecrest side, that's inland, that tells me that the pressure is about to release on the San Andreas fault line. That whole chunk west of there is going to start breaking up. I don't think we're going to see something like, you know, California sinks into the ocean like the disaster movies, but we are going to see significant earthquakes that start to let inland flooding occur, say near San Francisco, and possibly down in the San Diego region, east of that just slightly, close to the Mexicali border, Mexicali, you know, in Mexico and the United States, they're very close to that lake down there, in, just east of San Diego. So I feel that we just keep watching these things. I feel we're going to see some significant earthquake activity. Sorry.
Do you have any idea about when that could happen?
You know, that's like asking me to be a prophet. I can only tell you, let's just look at these things here. Now, speaking of that, though, I did have a dream, a vision many years ago, probably, gosh, 20 years ago or better, where I was in the air over western United States at night, and I came down and landed in an area kind of like where we are now here in Colorado. It was kind of deserty, and there were a bunch of pup tents out to the right of me, which would be toward the east a bit. And these pup tents had, like watchmen, you know, Christian watchmen, all one to a tent, and they were on a cot, and I started opening up the flaps to these tents because the guys were still sleeping in there. And I would wake up, you know, one at a time. I'd reach through a webbing, like a spider web that was over their whole body, like they were in a cocoon. And I'd reach through this web, and I'd pull them out, and I'd say, look at the alarm clock here next to your cot. I said, you've slept over. You know, you got to get up and tell your people that things are about to happen. And so I got several hundred of them up like that, and then they were gathered together kind of, you know, in a line north to south between me and, you know, their tents. And I turned around to the west toward California, and I looked up in the sky, in the night sky, and I could see little burning, flamey things coming down. 1, 2, 3, 50, 60, hundreds. It was like a shower of these burning somethings, you know, leaving a trail of flame behind them. It wasn't like a meteorite. It was like burning things, like you'd get out of a volcano, you know mm-hmm. ash and burning rock. And it was so bright, the yellow light reflecting from these things, that I turned around back to look east to the people standing, you know, between me and the tents, and their faces and clothes, you know, and all that kind of stuff were showing yellow flickering light from the brightness of these things, which was really incredible. So I turned back around and looked up, and it became like a waterfall of fire over Northern California. And at that time, I said to them, okay, guys, go back and tell your people it begins now. Now, what begins now? You're going to ask me, aren't you? I don't know. That's what I told him that. And is it the tribulation? Is it the judgment of America? I'm not sure, but I am looking to California, and I know that another dream vision I had after that showed about 7, maybe 8 volcanoes from Seattle, you know, from Washington area, all the way down to Mexico City, erupting at the same time as the West Coast started to break up, you know, the San Andreas-type scenario. Now, in light of that, the last couple of weeks I've been watching little earthquakes occur, you know, Richard 3s, some the 5s and a couple of 6s, over in Northern California, near a place called Eureka, where the Mendocino Fault Line comes in from the Pacific Ocean and joins, you know, California there, Eureka in the Northern California. I've been seeing earthquakes there, which tells me that we're getting some activity in the Juan de Fuca Plate, which is way overdue for a major earthquake of Richter 9 or better. Now, all I can tell you is things are getting closer. How close? I don't know how to answer that.
Well, let me ask you this question. I just heard the other day, and I haven't had proof of this, but the source is pretty reliable, that the city of Miami is really underwater. They're just pumping it out to keep it from flooding the streets 4 inches deeper and more because of whatever reason. I don't think that much detail why this is happening. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't, but, you know, all of, you know, like most of Florida from, you know, just lower part of the state of Florida in the peninsula, that is very low down. And why water would be coming up in the streets, I don't know. I know that should we have a tidal wave or anything from the eastern side of the Atlantic, you know, like the Canary Islands or something like that, that Florida would be really swamped. I know that sea level is rising a bit. It's not rising enough to cause that, I wouldn't think. The polar regions are warming in various parts of them and freezing in others. The South Pole is an anomaly at the moment because it is releasing, you know, ice chunks off into the ocean because the volcano is becoming active. I think it's on the western side.
That was my next question. Volcanoes, I think that's one of the reasons that's happening with because of volcanoes. There's more and more of them coming online, I guess you say, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So why do you think that is?
Well, probably a number of things. One of them is that the planet could be expanding slightly. As planets age and stars age, their diameter tends to get bigger and they stretch their skins. And in case of Earth, we are seeing things like sinkholes and stuff appearing more frequently over the last 10 years. Some earthquakes along the plate tectonic borders, we're seeing an increased frequency of those. So this, to me, this indicates that we're having adjustments to the mantle, not the mantle, but the surface of the Earth, you know, the crust. It's a very thin crust. And so seeing that in the volcanoes that are occurring, I think that this is all signs of Earth changes in a magnitude that we can't blame on like fracking or that kind of stuff. These are normal decaying factors of the Earth, like any other planet or moon or whatever. As it gets older, it expands. So I think we're seeing that, and you know, the polar regions are something I've been watching as well, because the North Pole has been racing at about 36 miles a year over toward Siberia and Russia, and you know, that indicates that the magnetic poles are shifting rapidly in the Earth, and the North Pole more so than the South Pole.
All right, explain to us what that's going to mean.
Well, already in Florida, they've changed some of the magnetic bearings on the runways and the smaller airports there, because you know, when they got a telepilot line up on this magnetic bearing, you know, and this is the runway you land on or take off from, they had to repaint the signs on them because, you know, those were no longer accurate because the North Pole had deviated that much. Now, when the final series of the magnetic field reversal starts, that might take weeks or months. I don't think it's going to be in a few seconds. It takes a while for things this large to happen. This is going to change weather patterns, which I think we're already starting to see now in North America for sure. And it's going to lose the generated shield that we have in the upper ionosphere to shield us from the radiation from the sun in deep space. It's like in Star Trek, the shields, you know, that protect Starship Enterprise from attack. We're always under attack by the solar wind and high energy particles from the sun, and also from deep space, from supernova and things like that. So our ionosphere is a charged shield around us. When our magnetic field flips, it goes to zero as it flips, and then it starts to build back up. But it doesn't happen in a second or two. It happens over weeks and months. So we're going to have a period of time, if we're in that switchover, which I think we are, the pole, that there's going to be an ultraviolet, you know, range of frequencies coming from the sun in deep space that are going to be quite harmful to plant life and to, you know, animal life. I saw an example of this probably 5 or 6 years ago in the Caribbean. We got a phone call from one of the islands there from a guy that listens to our shows. And he said, you know, is there something wrong with the sun? Because the sun is causing little red marks on our skin like needle punctures, and it's causing nausea and dizziness in people. And they're sending children home from school from the sickness caused by the sunlight. Well, I checked, and the ozone layer, or the ionosphere over that area had been compromised because it normally lives over what's called the South Atlantic Anomaly, and it had expanded and drifted up toward Venezuela and the Caribbean, and so just the edge of this hole allowing ultraviolet to come in was making these people deathly ill. It passed after a few weeks, and things returned to normal. But I knew from that when we do get the zero magnetic field for that period of time during the shift, that we're going to see a lot of people made ill from this. There's going to be immune systems are going to be compromised. So if we've got viruses and stuff floating around, you're going to be very, very susceptible to it, because the UV does, certain frequencies of UV do compromise your immune system. It's going to affect bees and how they pollinate plants, because bees depend on one particular set of frequencies, which, you know, are not all visible to us. But last year we saw that bees were being confused by the ultraviolet coming from the sun in a more blue-white frequency, if you wish. So all these things are going to be combined to that. It's not just one single event. So, you know, people are going to be affected. Animals are going to be affected.
Absolutely. And, absolutely.
You know, this is prophetic. I mean, in my opinion, we're starting to approach the very front door of the tribulation period spoken of by John in the Revelation. What do you think?
Well, I have no doubt we're seeing things happen. That's prophesied in Matthew 24 and other places. Christ himself said the thing's going to happen. Folks, back at the break, a lot more talk about it. And we'll take phone calls. Any questions you have about any of these issues, now's a good chance to call and talk to somebody that can answer them for you, maybe. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor.
Numana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield.
All right, folks, we are back on the downhill half this broadcast tonight, and don't forget we'll be in the office tomorrow all day from 8 to 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. That's what we're here for. And new callers, we love to hear from new callers, always. It's always a pleasure to know somebody there listening for maybe for the first time or the 10th time or whatever, but they decide to call and say hi to us. You can give us a call in the office tomorrow at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, call us at 304-846-4448. We love to hear from you. The Standard Bible says that in the last days, that the earth will reel to and fro like a drunk man. Earthquakes, volcanoes, what would cause that?
You know, when the earth reels to and fro like a drunk man, that can mean the whole planet, or it can also mean just the crust. Twice before in recorded history, the crust of the earth has been shifted almost upside down, where the sun would rise in the west instead of the east. And you see that in the Egyptian records and the Chinese astronomers' records.
That's true.
Now, these have occurred when large asteroids or comets have hit the surface of the earth at a shallow angle of like 30 degrees or something. And in fact, that's what caused the Great Flood of Noah, the one that hit over on the eastern coast of India. So that, plus maybe core movements inside the planet, Earth, water, robbing like a drunken man, and then something from the sun. Now, the sun is going to be a major player in fulfilling the prophecies in the book of Revelation. You know, it talks about the light of the sun being as bright as seven times that of daylight. No matter how you couch it, if that much light comes from the sun, it's going to kill whatever it hits and cause fires and burn green things and boil the water. So you think, well, how can the earth survive that? You know, this is going to be pressure from solar wind and perhaps gravitational waves, you know, and chunks of stuff coming off of the sun when it blows off an outer shell. It's going to happen so quickly that within an hour, the side of the earth facing the sun when this happens will be fried. Now, the other two-thirds of the planet, basically, will get warmer over a period of time because the atmosphere is heated up and that kind of stuff, and this brilliant light burst will pass within, I'd say, about an hour and be going on past us. So one-third of the planet being cooked like that, I'm wondering if that's not going to hit Babylon for, you know, in 1 hour is Babylon burned to a crisp, you know, and gone. If America and Great Britain are Babylon, modern Babylon, then we might be facing the sun when this occurs. Now, will the pressure of the solar wind by itself cause the earth to wobble to and fro like a drunk man? I don't think so. But there could be heavier particles or masses coming from the sun that might strike us, you know, heavy mass, and that might cause the wobble. it's going to take something pretty massive to cause that. So it's got to be in our core or something outside the planet that's, you know, like an asteroid. I mean, one of the things in the book of Revelation says a burning star wormwood will fall into the oceans and pollute it and all that kind of stuff. Well, that has mass, and it has done that to us before. It's caused the surface of the Earth to wander very rapidly after an impact. So maybe that's going to cause it. They're just, I can't be specific about it because there are too many variables in that. But when you say the Earth is wobbled to and fro like a drunken man, you either got to be outside the Earth, out in space looking at it, or you got to be on the surface. And how would you know on the surface if the Earth is wobbling to and fro? It's because you would see the star pattern shift and the moon and the sun arising and setting in different places than normal for that time of year.
You know, and we say that's, you said it's already happened. Of course, we know that back in the great earthquake back in the late 1800s, the Mississippi flowed north for a while. I mean, everything's shifted with this. So anything could happen. And we know they're prophesied, and I'm not going to start preaching to people here, but folks, when our Savior said that things are going to happen, and they're going to increase in severity, everything from this to famines and pestilence and wars and rumors of wars, it's just going to happen. And I don't mean that we should just sit down and let it happen. No, I'm not saying that. But it's going to happen. Shouldn't we prepare ourselves for that? I mean, shouldn't we be thinking about this? Let's go to phone line. Just start first with, I think it's Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Pastor Butch?
I'm doing well, sir. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
And I want to say hello to Mr. Standeo. He's a very intelligent man. I've heard him many times on the radio before. And anyway, I just want to make a couple quick comments, and then I'll get off the phone so you can get some other callers in. But
okay.
Hey, I wanted to know about Yellowstone. I heard that there's a lot of seismic activity and that the magma pool under Yellowstone has expanded. And also, the fault line that runs off the east coast of the United States, if there's any new news about that, because that could cause massive tsunamis if that goes off. And anyway, I was just wondering about those two subjects. And anyway, God bless you, Pastor Butch, and you keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Jerry. Any comments on that, Stan?
Well, I don't have any more updates on the shelf information on the East Coast out in the ocean there. I do know that the Russians and the Chinese have both investigated and done research and testing of a kind of bomb that they can detonate offshore that will cause a tidal wave to form in certain areas of a coast, either east or west, and that would come inland. I don't know whether that would trigger that shelf line, you know, collapse or what. As far as Yellowstone, yes, they have, over the last year and a half, made public two new pockets of magma deeper and bigger than what we always thought was underneath Yellowstone. I tend to think that we might see Yellowstone be a very low-key eruption, like a magma flow, rather than a pyroclastic explosion. It depends on how much water is going to seep into the area there and cause this like steam phreatic type explosion. I don't think it'll be as big as it was, you know, a couple million years ago or 650,000 years ago or whenever. I haven't been monitoring the earthquake monitors, you know, the webcams that tell us what the seismic activity is at Yellowstone, because there are a number of them, and I only go there once every 2 or 3 weeks. So I haven't heard anything that says we can expect any activity from it right now. I would look at the press reports in the area, though, and see if we are seeing any unusual animal migrations out of the park area, you know, from Mammoth Springs or whatever. But at this point, I have nothing else to share with folks.
You say we are getting unusual movement of animals?
Well, I say that's what we need to look for in the press when we see,
okay,
like,
got
herd.
You. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's, you keep up this stuff. I mean, you've done this for years. You must sometime get on overload with all this. Let's go next to Pennsylvania and talk to Joe. Joe, are you there? Hello, Joe.
Hello,
sir.
Hey,
Mr.
come on
Dale,
in.
I haven't heard from you for a long time. Nice to hear from you.
Hi, Joe.
You're talking about the magnetic and affecting the virus and the bees and stuff like that. And I've been doing a little research, and of course everybody else knows too, about the 5G, the Wi-Fi, and it seems like the same thing. Could they be hiding, maybe piping this, it's the 5G, it's the 5G, and really they're trying to hide what's really going on with the earth changes? That the virus would get more intense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I'm not privy to any like government, or deep state stuff on this 5G and 6G and 7G they're even working on. I don't know whether that plays into this scenario or not. Just to be quite honest, I don't have a good answer for that.
I know the 5G, the Wi-Fi is a small millimeter, type of frequency, that shakes your DNA and unravels it. You know, it's magnetic, these frequencies and stuff. It's kind of like, is that on the same principle, though?
Well, even 5G, I got called down by a physicist that was listening to one of my shows when I addressed that issue in a video a woman had put on the YouTube about this 5G and how it damaged oxygen and cells and the intake of oxygen in the body and stuff. But when he explained to me something I'd forgotten about was that you can have that frequency. But it's the intensity of the frequency that causes chemical or physical chemical reactions. So if you're not sitting right on top of the transmitter, it's not going to be anywhere near as drastic as what some of these people have been saying. And I was guilty of passing that information on without really vetting it. So, with 5G, if you're next to the transmitter, fairly close within, 10, 15 feet, you might see some, DNA mods or cellular damage or problems with the oxygen trying to absorb it in your lungs, but other than that, I don't think that's going to be an issue at this point. I could be wrong.
Magnetism and freaks that you're talking about, then it's going to be intensified, but it doesn't matter where you're at.
Well, the magnetism
changes.
The magnetic field changes are they're weakening very rapidly. We're at the end of a curve where the Earth's magnetic field will go through the zero point and then start rebuilding again. Inversed, where we've got south and the north, north and the south. But the planet will still, failing some kind of an impact, will still be kind of lined up where it is now toward the stars as far as the physical part of the surface. The magnetic field, I think it affects us more with, like, the animal migration patterns that depend on, their sensitivity to the magnetic field. And we also depend on it to shield us and our plants. So it's going to be more of a direct influence of the ultraviolet impact because the magnetic field is weakening.
Now the core is iron, so would it be heating it up and causing more pressure to expand outward, maybe?
Well, the 5G won't.
I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure this out. That's all.
Yeah. The planet's getting tired. It's getting old like other planets and star systems do. And as it does, it starts to cool and expand. Up to a certain point, and then it freezes, and it's locked into that diameter. Like the moon is no longer active, but it did expand. We can see it on the surface of the moon, that it did expand maybe 20-30% from its original size as it was spun into this ball shape. Now, they found out in the early Apollo missions that if you dropped an instrument package onto the lunar surface at great speed, it would ring the moon like a bell, like a metallic bell, and it would ring for maybe 25 to 30 minutes before it stopped, which told them that it was fairly hollow and thin-crusted. Now, the Earth will eventually go that way, but I don't think we're going to see that until after the rule of the Messiah and the end of the millennial age. And we know at that point that the entire universe, as we know it, is going to be consumed in fire and be replaced by a new universe and a new Earth.
True. All right.
So it ain't energies that are coming from the outside coming in. It's just the Earth itself then doing it?
Well, doing the magnetic field change, is that what you're saying?
Yes,
or,
sir.
Or what? No, the magnetic field change.
If there's any energies energies or stuff coming from the outside interfering the core, or is it just the Earth itself? Doing it.
It's the Earth itself, and it reacts to the gravitational field, the relationship it has with the sun. It's a normal process, and the Earth is aging, and it's going to expand its core shells inside and start cooling. For us here on the surface, it might be warmer, but it's the actual thing as a planet. It's cooling as it expands and ages. I don't think that you're going to see, you know, electromagnetic radiation affecting the core at this point. Something to penetrate to the core would be like, yeah, well, you'd take neutrinos to even get to the core, and neutrinos would keep going right on through the planet and wouldn't stop. They do cause cascades of other particles, but there's not a neutrino storm that I can think of that's going to hit us anytime soon, you know, unless there's this super massive pulsar or, you know, star dying, interrupting of some sort that puts the chemistry out in the radiation. But no, I think right now what we're seeing is a normal process of the Earth aging.
Okay, well,
it's just too big.
Yeah, the Bible does say that they'll wax old. So yeah, it is happening. I got to jump, Job. Good call. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Good call. Let's go next to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. Hello. Hey, Dino. Come on in.
Hey, before I go on, I got to figure out who I'm talking to because I couldn't quite hear who. Where you're in Colorado. What's your name?
Stan Deo.
Stan.
How do you say your last name?
D-E-Y-O. D-E-Y-O.
I've been here for about 20 years, matter of fact. Yep. I have several friends that moved to Scottsdale, Colorado.
You're breaking up pretty bad. You're breaking up pretty bad, Dino.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, that's a little better. Try that now.
Okay. Yeah, Mark 13, Luke 17, Luke 21, and Matthew 24. You're familiar with those, right, Stan?
What is in line with that? Sorry,
Just go ahead and read a verse two of that.
No, I mean, these four. There's Mark 24.
Yes. Dino, you're breaking up really bad.
Oh, wow, man, because over here we're having a lot of clouds and it's windy. But it must be a bad reception. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dino. Maybe you can change locations, try again, but you're just breaking up real bad. But thanks for the call, Dino. Appreciate it. All right, let's go next to New Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Oh, now here's some hypothetical situations that could cause the Earth to wobble. How about the quantum generators? There's one down in Tennessee, and there's one in Switzerland called the CERN. Now, that can do something like that. Am I right?
I'm
not
reading
enough of that to know.
Well, they're powerful to do something like that. They're just another super accelerator. That's all they are.
Yeah.
But there are other things that cause earthquakes, like the heart injection of fluid into these vaults. And that's about 5G. That's nothing but a microwave device. That's all that is.
Okay, any comments on that, Stan? I have no idea.
I couldn't really follow the question. I thought it was a statement.
Yeah, it was. Repeat that again if you don't mind, Mick.
Oh, hey, about the 5G?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's nothing but a microwave device on steroids. That's about all it is.
Okay. You catch that, Stan?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, again, the intensity of that, it's not a focused microwave. It's a broadcast, you know, general broadcast, area broadcast, and it starts to diminish its intensity as it leaves the source, of, you know, the antenna source for it. It's not as bad as a microwave. You're not going to get fried.
Yep, but this is the same. They got this super satellite dish there in China. Now, why would they want something that big? All it has to be is about 100 feet by 1,500 feet. But it's better than three times the size of New York. Give me a break. Something else.
Okay, well, good comment. Yeah. Go ahead, Stan.
Oh, I think he's talking about that big dish that replaces Arecibo as far as a radio telescope, isn't he?
I've just read about it. I don't know enough about him to comment on, but I just read about it. It's a huge dish, all I know. I don't know what the idea of that is. I have no idea.
Well, it's mainly a receiver, and for it to broadcast, it would be broadcasting in a very focused beam going off the planet. I mean, it's stable where it is. It's not going to be redirected anything, you know, major, anything like that. So I'm sure that's just a receiver dish to do radio telescope.
Yeah, but the thing is, three times the size of New York City. Now, that's one of the problems there. You know what I'm saying?
That's what now, sorry?
Three times the size of New York City.
Yeah. So
that's my problem.
You're just trying to understand why it'd be so big to be a receiver. I mean, that's really...
Well, look.
Go ahead.
You remember Arecibo? They had it in some of the various science fiction movies, the big dish we had down there in Arecibo. And it's the surface area, you know, that you collect as far as radio waves from the universe. And the bigger the surface area, the farther and the more detail you can gather from deep space, you know, objects. And it's really looking for answers like for, you know, the origin of the universe that they're looking for and how galaxies react and pulsars and nova and all that kind of stuff. So getting bigger is just like getting a bigger optical telescope, you know, in the light frequency range, whereas this is in the radio frequency range, things that you can't see with, you know, normal light.
Yep, that's way above my pay grade. But good call, Mick. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
Good comments. Stan, we're down to about the last 6 minutes here. And folks, if you want to call, you still have time if you hurry. 844-769-2944. In your professional opinion, what do you see happening? And now with the virus situation, the break in the economy worldwide, we know that was all planned. And I have proof that this has been playing for several years. But I won't get into that right now. What do you see happen in the near future?
Well, first of all, this plague, this virus, is part of a series of things that are going to happen to be played up in the press beyond what they're actually threatening us with. In other words, it won't be as intense as they're telling us it is. But they'll tell us it is so that we'll want to have a world government or world control body, something like that. Now, in the book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, I wrote in 78, I said here, in the wake of the wars between the Antichrist and the dissident countries for kings, as the Bible puts it, famines will follow. We've got a virus thing here, which we're going to have famines from this just because they can't get the food shipped to the areas where it needs to be, in addition to
That's
changes
true.
In the weather.
That's
now,
true.
When you have famines, your food shortages and sicknesses like we've got now, you are going to see wars over food production. You know, we want food. It's like that guy was saying earlier that called in. Where does he get food or stuff now then that everything has, you know, been soaked up by people that were smarter? We're killing our farmers because they can't keep on functioning if they're having to kill their herds of, you know, protein type animals and the crops and things. Things won't wait. They have to be consumed. And so we're killing our farmers and hurting that. And that's going to make that famine. We now see the threat of the Middle East peace treaty falling apart because the oil prices are dropping. With the oil price drop, it's making the United States and Saudi Arabia getting really irritated at each other, more the United States toward the Saudis, because they're killing us with their low prices, unemploying a lot of our shale oil industry people and everything. And with Iran and Israel, they're at a point where Israel's going to have to really take out some of the Hezbollah bases in Syria near Damascus. They may strike Damascus with a nuke. I don't know. I mean, we know Damascus is going to be disappearing overnight and become an ash heap.
The Bible says, and when that happens, that's certainly one of the signs of the last days.
It is. And so when is it going to happen? I'd say, like the Hopi Indians tell us, soon. But beyond that, I can't be specific. But I see these things in the press with all these disasters, you know, economic collapse of the planet, the devaluation of the U.S. dollar. You can't print all that money they've been printing to give us without devaluing the U.S. dollar.
And you know that they know they can't pay the debt back, so they don't care what to do now. I think there's going to be a default, and I think a currency reset worldwide with a worldwide currency accepted as world trade. I think it's coming. Already doing that. That doesn't mean that we won't have local funny monies, but there'll be a worldwide digit or whatever it may be to trade with, make them all equal. That's been talked about for several years now.
Well, they've already got that kind of an electronic transfer being set up you know, like with Bitcoin and things like that, but they've got
right.
it for companies to exchange money with blockchain. And Saudi Arabia's Prince Mohammed bin Salman is heavily invested in that, as are other notable rich people. Probably Bill Gates is one of them, in setting up this global digital currency exchange. They've been testing it on corporations rather than people, and they've tested it long enough now that I think that they could push a button and say, okay, the cash you got in the bank, worthless. However, we'll
That's true.
We'll give you digital credit, you know, and if you sign up with us, you know, we'll replace your money with digital credits, and you'll be okay. You can keep your house and, you know, your savings and things. And, you know, most people that don't know better are going to say, okay, where do we sign up? Who do we have to pledge allegiance to?
That's very true. That's very true. And, that, of course, I mean, if they want to, they make it so you don't buy and sell without the right kind of mark. You know that, too. That's coming for sure.
Yeah.
We're down with the last 2 minutes here, but I just... Obviously, our world's changed just in the last month and a half. You know, I always knew that they would do something to break the economy of the United States and control the people even more. I thought I didn't know it would be this. I thought it would be a financial collapse or maybe a war. Well, there's been a financial collapse, but I didn't think what happened with a virus. It's really a real virus, but it's really, really hyped up. They got people scared to death. They've closed down businesses under government rule, which they cannot do lawfully or even morally. They can't do that, but they did because people are scared as a whole. That's ruined many, many, many private businesses, many thousands of them, I'm sure. As you said, that they're putting farmers out of business. The food chain is broken right now, and that was said by a Tyson Chicken owner. The food chain is broken, and China owns Tyson Chicken and some other meat manufacturing plants, Smithfield and others. Our enemies control our food chain. China controls a lot of our medicines, brought into our country. We are not the brightest bulbs in the country, in the world, as far as people go, because we let our enemies control us. Any comments we've got about a minute left that you see happen in the next few months that way?
Well, I want you to watch. First of all, like you said, the crisis curves have been accentuated over what they really are, and that's to get the people's attention. You know, the globalists don't consider themselves evil. They consider themselves the caretakers of the human race because, you know, they're rich and powerful, whatever. And so they want to preserve us, you know, as a race and civilization. To do that, they have to have absolute control to protect us from ourselves.
And that's where they lead. It's for our own good, you understand. Of course, Nehemiah chapter 9 said they would have dominion over bodies and properties, and they do. Well, Stan Dale, thanks so much. Please keep in touch, and God bless what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Butch. Appreciate it.
All right, talk to you soon. God bless. And folks, we'll see you tomorrow in the office between 9 and 4 Eastern. Look forward to hearing from you. Have a great evening.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.